At this time, I'd like to ask Vice President Barb Wilson to present a report on the fiscal year 2021 budget request, which is timely given our just last discussion, that we will vote upon later in our meeting. Barb.
Thank you, Chair Edwards, and you did a great job of leading into my presentation with your remarks, so I really appreciate it. I'm pleased to present to the board today our budget request for 2021, and remember that this is our budget request to the state, and we do a lot of careful work in planning for what we're proposing for the state appropriation in the coming year. Let me give you a little bit of background about our budget request. Most of this you're very familiar with, and some of it we've already heard this morning. Reminder to all of you that we've been engaged in a five-year undergraduate tuition freeze, and this is the longest, as President Killeen said this morning, in decades. We're very committed to holding costs down, and we're really one of the only institutions in the Midwest that has been doing this, not only in the state, but even in the Midwest. In addition, we've enrolled a lot more students during the last 5 years, and you can see here over 4,000 more Illinoisan students and at the undergraduate level, which represents a 10% increase. We've also increased financial aid by a huge percentage, 123% in 10 years. I'll show you a graph in a minute to illustrate that more specifically. And we have really worked to constrain costs during this time, as you've already heard from Avijit. One of our challenges, as you'll see in a bit, is that we need to grow the faculty to meet the student demand. So you alluded to this already, Chair Edwards, and I'm going to be more explicit about it in a few minutes. Here's a little bit of a showcase about undergraduate financial aid. I think this is a true good story and one that we probably need to get out more often. You can see the pie chart on the left. It reflects both the amount of aid that our students get from internal sources, and this is at the undergraduate level, that's in the blue, and the amount of aid that they receive from external sources, primarily Pell and MAP. And what you can see is that right now, the university is providing about 53% of all the aid that our students at the undergraduate level receive. So more than what they receive combined from the state and from the federal. And that represents a big increase over time. So the bar chart on the right-hand side shows what we were awarding in aid in 2009 and what we're awarding now in 2019. And I think your board book might not reflect these current numbers. So this is hot off the press data as of just last week. But we've grown this aid 123%. We now are representing a much more significant part of what our students are receiving. And again, our 123% increase can be compared to the state and federal of 66% increase during that time. So we've really ramped up our financial aid. It's why we're plowing more and more tuition revenue and other sources, of course, donor gifts, and et cetera, into financial aid to continue to be affordable. This next graph shows the consequence of that, and this is for resident undergraduates, so undergraduates in the state of Illinois. This is the percent of our students who pay less than full tuition and fees at each of our three universities. A lot of people don't realize that we are discounting and awarding aid to a lot of our students, 60% at Urbana, 70% at Chicago, and 79% at Springfield are paying less than full tuition and fees. So again, very proud of this. We continue to want to be leaders in affordability. Now, at the same time that we've done all this good work growing our enrollments, we haven't kept pace with our faculty numbers, and this graph, I think, paragraphs illustrate that quite well. On the left-hand side, you can see our growing enrollments. This is both undergraduate and graduate. You can see that we've increased our enrollments since 2009 by over 13,000 students. This is a 17% increase. And you all know you've been part of helping us. We have a five-year enrollment plan that gets us to 93,000 in 2021. So, and we're on path to meet those goals. But at the same time, if you look at the right-hand side, you can see that our tenure system faculty numbers have not kept pace with our student numbers. Our five-year plan now will get us there or help us get a larger increase, but we've really, in part because we've been holding costs back, we've not kept pace on the hiring of faculty. You can see that there was a large drop in 2009. That was because there was a strategic retirement program that some of you may remember back then. but we've still really constrained our hiring during our challenging state budget years. So at this point in time, we're still below the tenure system faculty level of 2009 currently. So this is a place where we're going to have to work, and you'll see that my proposal to go forward reflects an interest in us recouping and growing our faculty. All right, you've seen this graph before. I just remind you that we did have a very significant drop in 2016 in our state appropriation. We're really pleased that this year we received a 5%, essentially a 4.5% increase in our budget for the U of I system, and it's a step in the right direction. But even when you adjust for inflation, we're still below FY15 and 17 levels from the state. That's all ramp up to what we're proposing for the current for next year, and that is to request from the state $697 million, which represents a 12% increase over 2020. One way to think about this is last year, if you recall, we asked for a 16.5% increase. We got about a 5%. So if you subtract roughly, we're at about 12%. We still have these needs, and we'd like to go forward with a 12% increase over 2020. Now, where does that number come from? Here's some specifics that I've already alluded to. You can put the combination of our increase into three buckets, if you will. The first and foremost is maintaining competitiveness and quality. We want to grow the faculty numbers. We have to grow the faculty numbers. We've been stagnant in many ways in that same time frame. And to give you just some facts about that, Urbana has 10 peer group that they look at, and they were 8th out of 10 in faculty-student ratio back in 2009, and now we're 10th. Or dead last in faculty-student ratio compared to the peer groups. Chicago was 5th out of its 10 peers and is now 8th out of its 10 peers. So we've lost ground during this time period, and we have to recoup. So we're proposing some additional funds from the state, around $10 million, so that we can grow our faculty net by about 100 this coming year. And our five-year plan will increase us about 100 each year for the next 5 years, or 500 net faculty. In addition, we continue to request funding for undergraduate scholarships for Illinois residents, so that's another chunk of the money. And then last but not least, under competitiveness, we are proposing funding for competitive compensation. We've tried to keep pace during these budget challenges, but we've lost some ground there as well. We're requesting funds to cover salary improvements of 2% with a CEMER of 2.25%. And to give you, this is all in your budget book, so hopefully you've had a chance to look at that. But if you've noticed that we've lost some ground on faculty salaries as well, adjusting for cost of living, Urbana is 6th out of its 10 peer groups, Chicago is 7th out of its 10 peer groups, and Springfield is 5th out of its 8 peer groups on average salaries. So again, we have some work to do there. Keeping our compensation competitive for faculty and staff ensures that we can attract the best talent and retain the exceptional faculty, including the ones that you met yesterday at ASAC. Going on, facility and technology infrastructure, we continue to have needs to upgrade our IT and to also put money into our new buildings to ensure that we can keep them up to speed. So the total increase there is about 12%. This graph adjusts things for inflation, and what it says is even if we got the 12%, we still would be below FY15 when adjusting for inflation. So again, I want to contextualize this because it may seem like a large amount, but we feel it's quite justified. We're also going to have a capital request. You all know and you heard earlier, we did receive for the first time in 10 years a capital budget from the state, and we're really thrilled with that, but it just barely begins to cover our needs at the capital level. So we have three buckets here: repair and renovation, innovation and workforce development, and academic libraries. The total request that we'll make of the state, we'd like to make with your approval, is $725 million. I'll give you some specifics in a minute, but just a reminder on the repair and renovation, we estimate that we have anywhere around $2 billion in deferred maintenance across our three universities. So even with the modest capital program this year from the state, we still have a lot of work to do on repair and renovation. On the innovation and workforce side, we're proposing four new projects that really capitalize on our excellence in STEM, data sciences, and healthcare needs. There's descriptions in your budget book of all four of these projects. Two of them are at Urbana, one is at Chicago, and one is at Springfield. And then last but not least, library renovations. We ask for these every year. We have to ensure that our libraries keep up to speed with the tremendous needs that we have of our from our faculty and staff and students. Their bigger chunk at Chicago is aimed at significant upgrades for the daily undergraduate library, which needs a lot of renovation, particularly given the student growth at UIC. So I think I'll stop there and see if there are any questions.
Questions for Barb? Okay, thanks, Barb.